These people are hippies. They are occupying a piece of ground in San Francisco's Golden Gate Park, which has come to be called Hippie Hill. They represent a new form of social rebellion. They dress in bizarre and colorful ways. They wear their hair long. Their very name suggests that they are hip, on to something good. They all declare themselves rebels against our society. They like music. The word love is used by them a lot.
Love is the force of life, powerful and sublime. The flower of life blooms in love and radiates love all around. Life expresses itself through love. The stream of life is a wave on the ocean of love. Life is expressed in the waves of love, and the ocean of love flows in the waves of life. What a comfort love brings to the heart. The heart tickles with the thought of love, and waves of life begin to roll on the ocean of love. Every wave of life is full with the ocean of love. Yes, such a life is worth living. Every wave of life full with the ocean of love. Such a life is life. Such a life is worth living. And who lives such a life of all love, of bliss, of power, and of peace? The fortunate ones. And the fortune is open to all to design their destiny and begin to live life in all love and joy. The fortunate one uses the instrument of deep meditation and probes deep into his heart. Then the waves of love gain the depth of the ocean, and the ocean of love fills the heart and thrills every particle of being. Every wave of life then flows in the fullness of love, in the fullness of divine glory, in the fullness of grace, in bliss and peace. The stream of life then flows on the tidal waves of bliss, and the ocean of love permeates every wave of life. Love is highly sensitive. It is the most delicate power of life. And life is the most dynamic expression of love. Love is delicate, and at the same time, it is most vital and strong. A tiny, tender wave of love rocks the boat of life. Love takes life from the pangs of separation to the bliss of eternal union. From the insurmountable pangs of separation to the unlimited joy of eternal union swings a tiny, tender wave of love. What a miracle God has created in love. Let us live it. Let us be in love and live in love with one another and say to ourselves quietly, let thy will be done. A soft impulse of love is the sole life of a melting heart. A tiny hope of love brings the light of dawn through the darkness of a lengthy night. And love, even as the twinkling of the faintest star, keeps the light at the altar shining. And in that faintest light of love, someday the beloved finds his way and creeps on in silence, in quietness, drawn by the tiny, tiny love which kept the door open in the hope of fulfillment. In the hope of fulfillment that someday and sometime the darkness of the night would give way to the brightness of the midday sun in a clear sky. The catch of love, though tender, is firm and strong. The glory of tenderness and strength is the glory of love. One wants to remain tender in the strength of love. The strength of love makes one tender and firm, makes one weak in wrong and powerful in right, brings forgiveness in authority and grace in all fields of life. And this is the destiny of the fortunate. Love is the fortune of the fortunate. Abundance of love is the goal of all destiny. Fortunate are those whose hearts flow in love. A loving heart, a heart full of love, is the precious essence of human life. and that, when it flows in unbounded tidal waves of bliss, it is the glory of the Supreme, the blessing of Mother Divine, and the grace of God. A wave of love flows over the whole range of life. It sweeps over the whole range of creation. The power of love pilots the plane of life, here, there, and everywhere. Love takes life from home to hill, from hill to hill, from home to home. Love is desperately seeking. It keeps the path alive and warms the goal. The silent force of love knows no barrier. It takes the life from the ruggedness of mountains to the roughness of the sea, and there, in silence of wilderness, and even so in the noisy horizon of the sea, the vast expansion of the unbounded love from a distance brings a breeze cool and fresh to cool the heart and soothe the pangs of separation. The delicate and kind hand of love takes life from the prick of thorns to the softness and tenderness of a rose. On the softness of the cradle of love, the life swings from the loneliness of a desperate quest to the rich plains of fulfillment. A tender spark of love lights the light in loneliness.
Is are going, and you come in here with me. You sit a little out here, and you visualize the thing you want to see yourself. And I see this Todorovic as maybe a prophet of some kind. He comes down from the mountain, and he said to me in flowers, and I tell him, so I say, you must be the prophet coming down from the mountain. And he told me to get sunglasses. I do not understand sunglasses. What do you mean the sunglasses? He says that his friend Ed Zeppelin, of this band Red Zeppelin, come to him, he meet him, and they make music together, and I think this may change the world. And they are going on the inner knowing, and they have peace and harmony. They go to the beach, and they have many good times together with their band. I think this is good. It is so. So, this guy is top of you, and I would sign up for now. Follow your path, and keep the flowers growing, and you will live and eat well.
in the Jurassic about 150 million years ago, the great Sun Buddha in this corner of the infinite void gave a discourse to all the assembled elements and energies, to the standing beings, the walking beings, the flying beings, and the sitting beings, even grasses to the number of 13 billion, each one born from a seed assembled there, a discourse concerning enlightenment on the planet Earth. In some future time, there will be a continent called America. It will have great centers of power called such things as Pyramid Lake, Walden Pond, Mount Rainier, Big Sur, Everglades, Camp and Sons, and so forth. And powerful nerves and channels such as Columbia River, Mississippi River, and Grand Canyon. The human race in that era will get into troubles all over its head and practically wreck everything in spite of its own strong, intelligent Buddha nature. The twisting strata of the great mountains and the pulsings of volcanoes are my love burning deep in the earth. My obstinate compassion is schist and basalt and granite, to be mountains, to bring down the rain. In that future American era, I shall enter a new form to cure the world of loveless knowledge that seeks with blind hunger and mindless rage eating food that will not fill it. And he showed himself in his true form of Smokey the Bear. A handsome smoky-colored brown bear standing on his hind legs, showing that he is aroused and watchful. Bearing in his right paw the shovel that digs to the truth beneath appearances, cuts the roots of useless attachments, and flings damp sand on the fires of greed and war. His left paw in the mudra of comradely display, indicating that all creatures have the full right to live to their limits, and that deer, rabbits, chipmunks, snakes, dandelions, and lizards all grow in the realm of the Dharma. Wearing the blue work overalls symbolic of slaves and laborers, the countless men oppressed by a civilization that claims to save but often destroys. Wearing the broad-brimmed hat of the West, symbolic of the forces that guard the wilderness, which is the natural state of the Dharma and the true path of man on earth. All true paths lead through mountains. With a halo of smoke and flame behind, the forest fires of the Kali Yuga, fires caused by the stupidity of those who think things can be gained and lost, whereas in truth, all is contained vast and free in the blue sky and green earth of one mind. Round-bellied to show his kind nature and that the great earth has food enough for everyone who loves her and trusts her. Trampling underfoot wasteful freeways and needless suburbs, smashing the worms of capitalism and totalitarianism. Indicating the task, his followers becoming free of cars, houses, canned foods, universities, and shoes, master the three mysteries of their own body, speech, and mind, and fearlessly chop down the rotten trees and prune out the sick limbs of this country, America, and then burn the leftover trash. Wrathful but calm, austere but comic, Smokey the Bear will illuminate those who would help him. But for those who would hinder or slander him,
he will put them out.
Thus, his great mantra,
Nama Samanta Vajranam Chanda Maharashana.
I dedicate myself to the universal diamond to be this raging fury destroyed.
And he will protect those who love woods and rivers, gods and animals, hobos and madmen, prisoners and sick people, musicians, playful women, and hopeful children. And if anyone is threatened by advertising, air pollution, television, or the police, they should chant Smokey the Bear's war spell.
Drown their butts, crush their butts, drown their butts, crush their butts, drown their butts, crush their butts, drown their butts.
And Smokey the Bear will surely appear to put the enemy out with his Vajra shovel. Now, those who recite this sutra and then try to put it in practice will accumulate merit as countless as the sands of California and Nevada, will help save the planet Earth from total oil slick, will enter the age of harmony of man and nature, will win the tender love and caresses of men, women, and beasts, will always have ripe blackberries to eat and a sunny spot under a pine tree to sit at. And in the end, will win highest perfect enlightenment. Thus have we heard. Thank you.
Akanda mandala karam Vyaptam jena chara charam Tat padam darshitam jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Timirandasya Nananjanan Chalakaya Chakshuru Nilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha
Oh, yeah?
There were parts of it I liked.
Yeah, I liked a lot of it.
Yeah, it was good.
It was great.
It was wonderful.
Oh, bravo.